Episode 4, Sabrina, So Ambitious. Today's song is So Ambitious by Jay-Z and Pharrell. As the songs always are, it's faint in my head at first as I throw up. The motivation for me is him telling me what I could not be. Oh well. I grasp the toilet bowl edges carefully with both hands. I cannot get any vomit on my blouse, and definitely not on my Armani suit jacket. That's all you got, Sarah? That's all you coming with? Another wave comes up, orange and red. Your mama ain't nothing but a hoe. You ain't shit, and you ain't never gonna be shit. Not you, not your mama, not your sister. It must have been the pasta I had last night. My whole face contorts, strains, with the effort of my heaving. When I feel that my stomach is settled, I grope for the toilet handle, flush. Try to stand, but I can only rock back and forth. This is my usual dance before closing arguments, though. I don't know why they make me so nervous. Maybe because they're the last impression a jury has of one's case. But closing arguments are my specialty. Each one is a masterpiece, if I do say so myself. They make me crazy, though. And it's worse this time, too, not only because this case is so big, but also because I can't figure out my opening lines. I mean, I have some, but I'm not totally crazy about them. This has never happened before, me not totally feeling my opening lines. That's because you ain't shit, girl, and you ain't ever gonna be shit. Don't you never forget that. Shut up, I say to my past. I stagger to my feet, my heels staccato clicking as I turn around, look in the mirror. The eyes I see are haggard and wild. What am I going to do? Not a damn thing. Ain't shit you can do because you stupid. Got shit for brains. You going to be just like your mama, good for one thing, laying on your back. I put my hands on the sink. Listen up, bitch, I say to the woman I see in the mirror. This is the biggest case of your life, and you are almost finished with it. You just have to close this thing out with an awesome closing argument. We've got 5 minutes to figure it out, and we can do it. You damn sure haven't come this far to lose.
I know, so fuck at myself
losing.
Good.
Got it? I exhale hard through my mouth. I know what I have to do next, so I make sure the single stall bathroom is locked. I don't know why I have to do it, but I just do. It helps me hear the music louder. I pick my blouse out of my pants. I look at my waist, trim. Not a millimeter of extra fat. I pinch both sides, squeezing tighter and tighter. And then I dig my nails in until I draw blood, until I know I will leave scars. Only when I'm about to scream do I release my flesh, panting. And I hear the music, louder and louder. I felt so inspired by what my teacher said. Said I'd either be dead or be a reefer head. Not sure if that's how adults should speak to kids, especially when the only thing I did was speak in class. I'll teach his ass. Tell it, Jay-Z and Pharrell, because my motivation sure is them telling me what I couldn't be. Fuck them. And fuck Sarah, too. She died a long time ago anyway. 3 minutes left. I look at the mirror. You wipe your face, I say to the woman in it. She dabs her face carefully. Fix your hair. She smooths back her hair, not one flyaway in sight. Her bun is perfect. I look the woman fully in her face, lean forward. I say to her, kill their asses. The woman nods solemnly. She will do anything for me. She always has. Help me with my opening lines. 1 minute left. I open my purse, find my lipstick, my eyeliner, reapply both. I stare at myself. I am the winningest lawyer at my firm. I've won my last 16 cases. My streak will not be broken today. I'll just go with what I have for my opening. It's still good. It's really very good, actually. And I know I've presented a strong case. I take a deep breath. I am a murderer. Yes. But I don't have a gun. Or a skillet this time. But this time, I don't need a weapon. This time, I have words. And this time, they are enough. As always, the music is louder now. I felt so inspired by what my teacher said. Teacher. I grin in the mirror. I've got my opening lines. My boss, Scotty Banks, waits outside the courtroom for me. Scotty, I say. This is a big one, Sabrina, and you have Carver to deal with. His blue eyes burn into mine. You okay? Honestly? Yes. Of course, honestly, we've got 7.5 million on the line here. I'm feeling like Carver is a smug piece of shit. Well, he is. I look squarely at Scotty. I'm going to rip out his innards, I say, and those of his clients, too. Scotty studies me, nods as one side of his mouth turns up. I'll be watching you, as always. I know, Scotty. I hear the bass pumping above the din as I enter the courtroom, above the blood pounding in my ears. As always, the walk from the back of the courtroom to the front, to my chair, is the longest. But as always, the Red Sea parts for me, and I walk accompanied by dark angels on either side, feeling the welts on either side of my waist. Sarah no longer exists because I killed that kitchen bitch. I am Sabrina Wright now. And Sabrina Wright graduated summa cum laude from Duke Law School, y'all. And Sabrina Wright is the winningest lawyer at her firm, the oh-so-prestigious Schmoller, Denver, and Banks, y'all. And Sabrina Wright has won her last 16 cases. And now that I know how I'm changing my closing argument, that streak will not be broken, y'all. Not today, it won't. The jury walks in. We stand. You think you can do this? Mary, my client, whispers. She's nervous. Her glance slides to the defendant's table. I turn. There are many men sitting at that table. Many men in suits. The infamously undercutting Brian Carver grins wolfishly at me. I don't think anything, I say to Mary. I stare back at Carver. I know I can. I mean it with every fiber of my being. Judge Wooster enters. All rise, says the bailiff. I glance once more at the defendant's table, at all those men. Brian's lips are still twisted. Arrogant piece of shit. I smile back this time. I already did the hard part in the bathroom. And now, I think, I'm gonna get the fuck out of you, Carver. We're ready to proceed, says Judge Wooster. He looks at me, his caterpillar eyebrows raised. Ms. Wright, you ready for closing arguments now? I stand. I am, Your Honor. May it please the court. When I was in third grade, I begin moments later, I won my class spelling bee. I also won around the world during our history classes, and I got the highest grade on all the math tests. And yet, do you know that at the end of the year, I tapped the edge of the jury box, it was Rodney Zill who received the best student award in class. Now, I don't know about any of you, but to me, it just didn't seem fair, you know? Juror numbers 7, 10, 2, and 12 chuckle out loud, while juror numbers 1, 4, and 5 smile. But when I asked Miss Silverman, my teacher, about her decision, She explained that Rodney was chosen simply, I shrug, because that was her reason, that essentially she didn't have to give me a reason. What she was saying was, Sabrina, there will be no accountability here. There will be no fairness. What I don't add is how she'd looked me up and down, pity in her eyes for me, for my sister, how sometimes she'd bring us food, and that, like everyone else, she'd called me Sarah. But here's the thing about that sad story. I go on now, my voice strong. It's simple. It's easy to understand. What should have happened is pretty clear. And here's the thing about my client, Mary Torley's story. It's the exact same. Simple, easy to understand. And what needs to happen is clear. Ringer, Waterman, Shaw, and Danforth must be held accountable for violating the Equal Pay Act and failing to pay Ms. Torley the same amount as her male counterparts. I know we've been here all month, ladies and gentlemen, but I want to boil down the essence of our case to two sentences. Ms. Torley made Ringer, Waterman, Shaw, and Danforth the most money last year. And yet last year, I tapped the edge of the jury box again, Ms. Torley was the only executive who did not receive a raise. I don't know about any of you, but to me, that just doesn't seem fair. I continue speaking, but as the welts on my sides burn, the music swells bigger and bigger until it envelops me, until it is me, and I already know I've won. I look in the courtroom gallery, find Scotty's blue eyes, and he nods once imperceptibly and smiles. Hours later, I roll off of Brian Carver and reach for the glass of wine on my nightstand. Congrats on today, he says, sitting up. That was a pretty good closing. I know it was, I say. I take a sip of my wine. You're still an asshole, though. Brian smirks. Hey, as long as I lived up to my picture, which we both know I did, I'll take that. I glance at him, then at his member. You were impressive, I suppose. I showed your little picture to my friends last week. What do you mean, little picture? He practically purrs. I'm about to retort when a phone rings. Oh, is that mine? He says quickly. I gotta make sure it's not my son. He's with his mom tonight, and it's mine, I say, reaching across him to grab my phone off the other nightstand. Brian grabs my ass and bites it as I answer as professionally as I can. This is Sabrina, right? Sarah, says a soft voice. I stiffen. I want you again, Brian whispers, his fingers creeping lower. Sarah, it's me, Connie. Please don't. I hang up, power off the phone. Shit. How does she manage to find me this time? Everything okay? Brian asks. He rubs me gently. Yeah, I say. Everything is fine. Whatever it is she wants, she knows I'm not fooling with her at all. Are you sure? Brian says. His fingers are insistent now. Connie's face flashes before me. She's laughing, and her face is my face, my mirror. Are you sure? She's saying, her 8-year-old voice high and clear as she points her water gun at me. I'm sure, I sing-song back to her, my voice always a little throatier than hers. Our voices were the only way people could tell us apart. I point my water gun back at her, and her face is my face, my mirror. You was born with your arm around her, my mother always reminded me. The doctor said he never seen anything like that before. I'm sure, I say now to Brian. I turn to him, kiss him hard. Just a wrong number. Oh, that's good. He flips me onto my stomach. Because I got a whole lot more arguments to settle with you tonight, counselor.